President Trump joins me to discuss his brand new defamation suit against CNN. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, President Trump will also explain his disgust with Attorney General Bill Barr and assess the deliberate failure of Joe Biden at the border and on energy policy. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning! You guys, we've missed you.
I really missed you guys. I did. Yeah.
I mean, it's been a good long time.
Survived the flooding of Vegas. There really wasn't that much flooding. You know, a lot of people were worried about the flooding. People in Vegas were very happy that it was raining, I will say. Like, all the locals were so jazzed about it. All of our cab drivers and everything, they were so excited about the rain. You have no idea. So excited. It's kind of like people here in Texas, because there's been a huge drought here in Texas. Like, if it rained here, we'd be very excited about it. And it only rained at night. So that was kind of nice. Mm. And hey, I wanted to point out too, I watched a really interesting documentary, speaking of Vegas. It's called Money Machine. If you guys get a chance to watch it, really fascinating documentary. It'll kind of make you feel icky about just Vegas in general. It's about the October 1st shooting, as you guys recall, that happened in 2017 from the Mandalay Bay, remember? That's sort of been brushed, I don't want to say sort of, it has been brushed under the rug. Yeah. Like, no one ever talks about it. It's the biggest mass shooting in American history, and we don't really talk about it very much. But it's a fascinating documentary about, I think his last name was Patton, Steve Patton. Paddock.
I think. I don't know. I've forgotten now too.
No, you're right. It's Pat. I blocked his name out because he's a monster and he's a piece of crap. But it's about him. It's about the, it's about MGM. It's about just what, it's literally about what happened, because no one ever talks about it. And there actually was and his brother talks. And it's just a fascinating documentary. I encourage people, if you're interested in that story, because no one has ever talked about it, it's a really interesting. And so I watched it last night with my husband, because I was in Vegas. It's called Money Machine.
It's true that people don't talk about that enough, but what we do need to talk about is My Patriot Supply. And you know why? Because there's a whole new special. If you guys have been thinking, man, I would love to get my hands on an emergency food kit, but you haven't wanted to necessarily shell out money for a 3-month kit, maybe you want to just do a 4-week emergency food kit, you can. And if you go to preparewiththechicks.com, you can save $50 on a 4-week emergency food kit. So you can try, I mean, you can look at it, you can test out, and then you're going to look at it and you're going to be like, yeah, I probably need to stock up on these. I mean, I'm just telling you that right now, but it's a good way to start, right? Like, it's a good way to get your hands on a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Again, preparewiththechicks.com. Prepare yourself for an emergency. My name today, by the way, is based off of our venue for our meet and greet, which is happening September 10th. It's a sold out event in Odessa, Florida, at Old McMickey's Farm. So that's why my name is Old McMickey's Farm today. And I wanted to give a quick shout out to our friends at Healthy Cell. We've told you about Healthy Cell and their supplements before and their amazing gel pack vitamins. They are sponsoring the event. They're one of the sponsors for the event. So please show them some love at healthycell.com/shit.
And then make sure that you are sharing this live stream if you get it, because Facebook is squelching us once again, because Mark Zuckerberg is an alien from Gleeborg 9. He's also a commie.
That is true. Okay, I thought we would start on a very fun note. And there's a lot to catch up on, obviously, because we were not here on Thursday and Friday to catch you up on the news. So there's so many things that we're not going to have time to get to today, but we are going to get to some things. If you got, this happened actually on, was it Thursday? When Tucker Carlson first announced the new name of monkeypox, and I died, and I had to text you. Even in Vegas, I was like,
right,
I know you're not supposed to be paying attention to news right now, but this,
you have to know this,
you need to know.
It's the greatest.
So apparently he took a poll from all of his viewers about what the new name should be. And everybody agreed with the name that he had mentioned the night before. And I'll just let him tell this story.
So monkeypox is about the coolest name ever for a disease. Can't come tonight, I got the monkey. But they are changing the name because racism or something. Well, for once, we don't know who they are. We're not going to allow it. We're going to change the name this time. We're going to do it with the public's help, because democracy is real. So we had a vote. There was no ballot harvesting. You can trust are counting, and the new name for monkeypox is now officially, and we're declaring it, Schlong COVID. That won our audience election with about 40% of the vote. So let Rochelle Walensky at the CDC know. Her number is 1-800-232-4636. Wait for the prompt on monkeypox and make your voice heard, because it's still a democracy. Now, we've taken shots at Eric Swalwell over the years, and to be fair, we want him to come on and respond. He will never come on. He's too busy.
Anyway, it's Schlong COVID.
Schlong COVID. I mean, it just rolls right off the tongue. Schlong COVID. Yeah.
It's just my favorite thing.
Listen, I also like DeCovid too. I like DeCovid also, but Schlong COVID works.
Well, you have to see DeCovid written down to get it, because otherwise it kind of just sounds like Da Vinci, or you know what I mean? Like, you can't really tell.
You're like, what is that? Is it DeCovid or is it DeCovid? Right. So Schlong COVID really is, it is the best.
It's so great. Now, speaking of Tucker, so in the time that we've been off, essentially Joe Biden had the Rona. He was holed up and like working from his isolation. And then he recovered. I think by Friday, he had tested negative. So that's the point that you're going to see this next Tucker clip, is once Joe Biden had already been declared negative. Now, after that, on Saturday, he tested positive again, because Paxlovid apparently causes these rebound cases. But this Tucker clip is from Friday. Watch.
So they hired people to cheer. One person who didn't even bother to cheer was Kamala Harris. Rumor has it she was the only person not clapping when Biden said he'd recovered from Rona. We didn't even hear her cackle. We listened carefully. What's also strange is how Biden recovered. It's clear the White House had him on something. We don't mean that new COVID drug. Look at his eyes. This was taken from a video on Biden's Twitter account. He doesn't blink in the video. Ask yourself, have you ever seen Joe Biden's eyes that wide open? Whatever he's taken ought to be publicly available for all of us. Share it, man.
Share it, man.
I don't want it. I don't want that.
I don't want it either. But I forgot. It wasn't Tucker that talked about the mess up when he came out to announce the whole Paxlovid thing. That was Jimmy Fallon, which I thought was really interesting, because now the late night talk shows are openly mocking Biden. They've apparently realized that he's as dumb as we've been saying he is. Right. And so this is Jimmy Fallon, and you'll see the Biden clip of him completely botching the name of his drug. Watch this.
Is COVID free? He even gave a quick speech from the White House Rose Garden. It sounds like he's back to his old self. Take a listen.
Millions of Americans have used Paxlovid. Paxlovid. I tell you what. I used it.
Welcome back, Mr. President. Welcome back.
It's like they got a memo and it was okay. It's okay for you to make fun of him now. And they all go, okay, like the sheep that they are. And they're like, okay, it's okay for us to make fun of him. And so they're doing it. I swear, these people are absolute sheep. They are.
It's just ridiculous. So we did not get a chance, I don't think, to talk about in our Wednesday video, because I think it happened after that our YouTube video or our live stream from last Tuesday, right, was taken down by YouTube because of our COVID discussion. We played some Tucker clips that included quotes from Dr. Fauci, from, was it Walensky too? I can't remember. No, it was from Dr. Birx, that we had these quotes. And so our whole point in having that discussion was to say how outrageous it was that so many people were censored for having discussions about COVID and questioning the science and all that back in the day, and how ridiculous that was. Well, it got taken down. Our video got taken down by YouTube for COVID misinformation, which was unreal, right? Like, totally unreal. You can read that whole story at our website at chicksontheright.com. But my point in bringing that up now is that it's about to happen again with recession, because in that same video, we talked about how ridiculous the White House is being right now about redefining recession. So now, apparently, there are people and commentary getting taken down from Instagram, from Facebook, that makes fun of this White House for trying to change the definition of recession. Those videos are getting taken down, or at least labeled as, you know, this is false information. The White House isn't, they're not redefining recession. What are you talking about? Like, they're doing the whole Martin Short thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's freaking crazy, you guys. Yes, yeah. Our videos are on Rumble. They're everywhere. They're still up on Facebook and Twitter and Rumble and everywhere, but YouTube took our last Tuesday video down. So the recession thing is going to be the next thing that starts getting slapped with false information labels. And if you want to see how ridiculous it's getting, oh man, Corinne Jean-Luc Picard has really gone overboard now. Like, she keeps getting questioned and it's getting more and more ridiculous. Watch.
Today, the president argued that the economy is not in a recession. And it was a year ago that the president said that inflation would be temporary. So the question is, why should Americans take his word for it now when the president got it wrong on the economy a year ago?
So here's, when we talk about recession and we talk about where we are currently today, what we look at and what we speak to is the facts, is what other experts are saying and what the textbook definition is of recession.
Oh my God. So full of crap, absolutely full of crap, which is what we gave that day, which is the textbook definition. And then we gave a bunch of examples of people. That's precisely what we did. We played video after video after video of people giving the textbook definition of what a recession was. And then eventually we'll probably get taken down for putting out that textbook definition. This is insanity. Like, this is what I want somebody to ask in that room is, why are you censoring people for the truth? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing exactly what you did during the age of the beginning of COVID, when you were censoring people for trying to put out, you know, what was the truth? Why are we being communist China? Why are we resembling that? It should be terrifying to everybody. Nothing should get censored in this country. I mean, nothing when it comes to this on YouTube, wherever, whatever platform. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that people should be absolutely terrified about, is when stuff like this starts happening. It happened obviously during the peak of COVID, and it's happening now with recession. Like,
can you believe that?
When we start seeing it during economic stuff, like, this is the kind of stuff that people should be terrified about. It's not okay, you guys. Start speaking out. This is not okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm trying to write about it on our website. I'm going to do a post about that this morning with some more details, because there was a great write-up from, I think it was Reason.com, talking about this. I saw another, like, legit healthcare professional, like some MD, who was talking about Paxlovid or something with, no, I'm sorry. It was an actual econ professor who was talking about how crazy it is, the whole recession cover-up, essentially, right now, how crazy it is. And he got banned. Like, he got suspended for daring to counter the narrative. I mean, it's getting really, really freaky, especially considering that this has been the long-standing definition. It's just freaking whack. And there's way more KJP to come. But I did want to tell you guys that I know you're interested in this, that for lunch today, I'm going to be having the country-style chicken and dumplings from Nutrisystem.
I love that. That's one of my favorite. That's actually one of my favorite. Yeah, I love that. I love chicken and dumplings. That's my favorite.
So good. And that's just an example of the yummy kinds of things you get to have for lunch on the Nutrisystem plan. Their food is delicious. So if you, like, have been avoiding, you know, maybe trying like a weight loss program because you've been afraid that the food is going to taste like cardboard, Daisy's here to tell you. We are here to tell you. It tastes delicious. And the best part is that once you try, like, what comes in, like, your first batch of meals, you can swap stuff out. Like, you're going to get your favorites, right? And then you're going to realize, oh, I want to pick this and this and this and this for my meals. It's a really, it's awesome. And you can save 50% off if you go to Nutrisystem.com/chicks, 50% off of all of their plans, you guys, Nutrisystem.com/chicks.
Yeah, which is handy since I ate my way through Vegas. Oh my God. You guys, and don't forget to check out our website, chicksonright.com. Do that. Bookmark us.
Okay, back to Corinne, because you saw that clip that we just first played. Well, the conversation did not end there. The same reporter was like, Seriously, let's get real about this. Doesn't this make Joe Biden look bad? Watch.
Run the risk of looking out of touch in this moment by digging in on this definition that this moment is not a recession. If in fact, at some point, it's determined that that's exactly what
you know, I have to tell you, Kristen, I don't think we're digging in. We're being asked. You know, we're being told, and you know, every day I've come in here, I've been asked, "So, Karine, what you know, is this a recession?" So we're answering the question. We're using the facts to answer the question. We're using economists who have said, "Hey, this for example, Chair Powell has said, I do not think the U.S. is currently in a recession. There's just too many areas in the economy that are performing well, and that matters as well as we are trying to explain to the American people."
She's trying to explain it, you guys. She's trying to explain it. Ridiculous. That was one day, right? Like you saw those two clips were from one day. Here's a whole other day. I don't know if what we just saw was Thursday and what I'm about to show you is Friday or vice versa. It doesn't matter because every single day, it just keeps getting dumber.
Are today.
If things are going so great though, then why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Brian Deese said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
I can tell you this.
And yesterday he said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of a recession.
It is
what
not.
Changed?
It is not.
Why did he say that?
It is not. I can speak to what he said yesterday in front of all of you, which is the last thing that you just repeated. There are many factors. There are many factors, economic factors and indicators to consider. And I will say that the textbook definition of recession is not two negative quarters of GDP. We have a strong labor market.
Oh my God. It's like seeing a fire in the middle of the room and them saying, it's not a fire. It's not. It's just a lot of warmth. It's just warmth, you guys. It's not. I don't know what you're talking. It's just not. It's not a fire, Pete. It's not. It's like they're insane. These people are insane. This is like this is extreme gaslighting is what it is. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. We're living a recession. We're all living it, but they're not. She's not living it. Biden's not living it. So it's not a recession for her because she doesn't have to deal with it. These people are insane.
It's crazy. Brian Brumley, thank you so much. Brian just sent a super sticker and said, this is bribe money for Elon. Love you, ladies. Keep fighting the good fight. That's so sweet. By the way, you're exactly right about the gaslighting thing. And if I would love to say, if this gets taken down, if we start getting censored for even having this discussion, which is entirely possible in Biden world, then I wonder how they're going to deal with this definition coming from one of their favorites.
Well, a recession is two quarters in a row of negative growth. I don't think we're going to have that.
What is it again? I mean,
yeah.
How many times do we have to hear this? It has been the long-standing definition for a reason.
Yeah, it was just, that was a bimbo eruption is what that was. I don't even, like these, they're, it's crazy. And the thing is that people on the left are buying it. They're like, oh no, we're just going to go ahead and reinvent the definition. Meanwhile, I'm paying like, I don't know, 60% more than what I paid for crap a year ago. But it's fine, you guys. It's totally fine. I'm happy to do it. I'm delighted to do it. You know, they're insane. These people are absolutely crazy.
One of their favorite economists, Paul Krugman, who, by the way, if you don't remember, he's the one that was like, he's one of the many who are like, Trump's never going to win. And if he does, then like the market's going to tank and it's going to be terrible. And then he had to write a whole other article after. Obviously, that didn't happen. Everything was great under Trump. He had to write a whole article saying I was wrong about the market and the reaction to Trump. So he already wrote that article. Well, he just wrote another one, another I was wrong article, which begs the question, when are people going to realize that he's wrong all the time?
Right.
And yet, for some reason, this potato, Brian Stelter, everybody's having him on to discuss the fact that we're not in a recession. And so, first of all, Brian, right out of the gate, uses the term, let's dispense with this idea incorrectly, because then he immediately wants to talk about nothing but this idea. So he's talking to Paul Krugman about this very thing, about whether or not we're in a recession. This is like top Nobel Peace Prize winning economist guy, right? And this is what he's saying.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can we dispense with the recession debate real quick? Are we in a recession, and does the term matter?
No, we aren't, and no, it doesn't. I mean, the
one sentence, that was it, huh?
Yeah, that was it. None of the usual criteria that real experts use says that we're in a recession right now. And what does matter? The state of the economy is what it is. Jobs are abundant, although maybe the job market is weakening. Inflation is high, though maybe inflation is coming down. What does it matter whether you use the R word or not?
Certainly the White House was trying to encourage reporters to use the technical definition, but certainly many are using a broader definition. So this is going to go on for a while, and I feel like everybody's playing their roles the way you would expect them to play their roles. What should the media's... Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that this is especially vitriolic. I mean, I get, I've been in this business for a couple of decades and get lots of hate mail and see stuff. I've never seen anything as bad as this. The determination of a lot of people to say it's a recession is above and beyond anything I've ever seen.
It's just that we want the truth.
Exactly. Plug and play the presidents. Krugman would be on a different talk show saying, oh, it's a recession. If it were a Republican president, his butt would be sitting on a talk show saying, oh, it's absolute recession, because the definition is X. Which is right. What Bill Clinton said the definition is. And he would be following suit with Bill Clinton and like a gajillion other economists who have been saying what the actual definition is. This guy's full of absolute dog crap is what he's full of.
And for him to say that's vitriolic, for us to even be having this conversation, for us to want there to be a recession so badly. No, we just want facts. We just want the truth. And we don't like being lied to by this administration.
It's not even that we want facts. We're living the facts.
Right.
We're living it. We're in it. We're like knee deep in it. We're like waist deep at this point. We're in it. We can barely walk through it. Like, these people are lunatics. God, shut up. I'm tired of hearing. I'm actually tired of hearing all these people at this point. I'm tired of it, because it's like, I don't care what they say. I know what the truth is. This is the thing. I don't even need a stupid economist that's been wrong a gajillion times to tell me what I already know is the truth. I don't need him. I don't need a potato head to tell me this. I already know. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. I definitely know what you mean.
Fire is a fire is a fire, y'all.
Yep.
You know, a duck is a duck is a duck.
It doesn't matter how much they tried to wordsmith and wordplay and redefine. This is all Democrats know to do, is to like try to create mass confusion about what words mean. It's what they did with the word woman. I mean, it's what they do all the time. And this is just the latest thing. The problem is that now they have an entire, set of third party fact checkers who are going to stop us from having these kinds of conversations. And that's what should freak everybody out. Like, we
absolutely
should be able to have that conversation. Oh my God.
They're a bunch of commies. Like, I'm so tired of them trying to squelch what we already know. It's like, we know what we know. And so the thing is that just say the truth. Keep saying the truth. Say it as much as possible, as often as possible, to as many people as you can. Because it's, the thing is they're going to try to silence you. Don't let them. Just don't let them.
You got to keep on saying the things. Because
right.
the fear is that this kind of stuff does permeate the people who are truly ignorant. They're going to listen to this administration and be like, oh, cool, we're not in a recession. That's awesome. Yay. And they'll believe it. I mean, it doesn't matter what they're what they're feeling day to day, they're going to believe their master overlords, right? Because they're being told, like, good little drones, this is what we're telling you. This is what you should believe. It's kind of like that. What's that? Jacinda Ardern, that horrible New Zealand prime minister. She actually says out loud about COVID, you need to only trust the government for your information. Your source of information for everything COVID should be the government and no one else but the government. And like people are like, okay. I mean, it's freaking crazy.
It is.
But speaking of changing definitions and whatnot, now very quietly, I think it was Thursday evening or Friday morning perhaps, that it was announced that the Biden administration is going to fill in gaps of Trump's wall. So Trump, there's a huge section of border wall that Trump started. And then as soon as Biden took over, he said, we're stopping construction. We're never doing anything else with Trump's wall because walls don't work and walls are racist, whatever. And so now they're doing it because there's a huge problem in a particular area of the wall where they want to fill it in because they feel like they're going to be able to stop a lot of the illegal crossings because walls work. And so Peter Doocy asked Karine Jean-Pierre about this, and it is hilarious. Watch this.
Why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona?
So we are not finishing the wall. We are cleaning up the mess the prior administration left behind in their failed attempt to build a wall. And I just want to be very, very clear here. On day one, we returned the money, the $8 billion the prior administration took from our military. We gave that back to the military for military families, for schools, for bases. That's what that money was being used. That's what it was taken away from. And so again, what we're doing is cleaning up the mess that the prior administration has done.
But President Biden, when he was a candidate, said there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration. Yeah. So what changed?
We are not finishing the wall.
If walls work in that part of Arizona, is this the administration trying to get migrants to cross somewhere else, like in Texas? What is the plan?
We are not finishing a wall. We are cleaning up the mess that the prior administration made. We are trying to save lives. This is what the prior administration left behind that we are now cleaning up.
Oh my God. She's so full of shit. The shit is just there's just so much coming out. So they're building, they're doing it. They're doing the wall. Like they're
cleaning it up.
Oh. So they're cleaning it up while building it. Is that what they're doing? While building it, how are they cleaning it up? They're cleaning it up with what? Like they're
with wall? They're putting in more wall.
they're cleaning it as they're building it? Is that what they're doing?
It's a cleansing wall.
And they're saving lives? How are they saving lives? Clear! Are they clear? Are they what are they doing? It's like this, she is so full of crap. We're saving lives.
And she's like, she kept resisting, right? Like he kept pushing, she kept resisting. This one's a little bit shorter, but just watch.
By finishing the wall, is this?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, finishing?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, is this racist? Because in 2019, when the former guy was proposing a wall, you said that it was his racist wall. So how is this any different? I'm just having a hard time understanding how this is any different.
I'm not even sure how you get to your first question to this question that you just asked me. I will say this. A border wall, I'm answering your question. A border wall is ineffective use of taxpayer dollars.
So then why are they filling it? Why are they putting any additional wall in if it's an inefficient use? And by the way, all that money they gave back to the military, how are they paying for the fill-in or the cleaning of the wall or whatever it is that they're calling it?
It's like that. This is the thing that's so asinine. What are they out there with hoses, like hosing it off to clean it? She makes zero sense. And you know what? It's a fantastic use of our tax dollars. Build the freaking wall.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Saving lives, my butt. We've got fentanyl just pouring over the border, killing. It's the number one killer of 18 to 44-year-olds. And you're telling me that you're saving lives? Shut up, lady. You have no idea what you're talking about. Keep flipping your pages. Keep flipping them. Good
exactly.
Lord.
Okay, what is in your sack of whack today?
There is a New Jersey councilwoman who has hit a cyclist and then she just kept driving. I watched this video yesterday and I was horrified. And she just keeps on driving, you guys. She's a Democrat and a feminist. And she's like, I don't need to resign. I mean, why would I resign? I don't know why I'd resign. I mean, what's the big deal?
She should be in jail.
Right. I don't know what's going to happen with her. Now, of course, I think there are constituents that are calling. Her name is Amy DeGuise. You can see as on the video, she was identified on video going through an intersection on Martin Luther King Drive last week. She struck the bike. Obviously, the rider went flying into the street. It's a 31-year-old dude, Andrew Black. He was okay. He got up miraculously. He was sitting on the ground. He was stunned. I mean, I know people who have been, just getting hit like that. Cause I know, obviously I'm a cyclist. I know people who are cyclists. I can't believe that he is okay. Like that nothing horrible happened to him, but she just can you imagine? I can't imagine being a driver and accidentally hitting somebody like that, or, you know, just going through a light like that and hitting a cyclist and not stopping.
God,
you know what I mean? Like what kind of person does that?
Well, I saw somebody say that he ran a red light, but that's the point, is that she didn't stop. Like, whatever. Maybe it was his fault that he ran the light. And so I get it. But like,
so
she kept going. I mean, what the hell?
Right. It doesn't matter who is at fault here. You don't just keep going. You don't just keep going and be like, I hit a person. Bye. I mean, like, who?
Places to go. And she thought it was
somebody says she thought it was a dog. So you stop for the dog. What kind of a person? I don't know how you think it's a dog either. I mean, because you see us. Yeah, I just don't see how you can mistake that for a dog. So anyways, this woman is, she needs to step down and she needs to she needs to be in trouble, like in big trouble. Yeah. And it's whack that this has happened.
There's no way that surely he's going to sue or press some sort of charge or something, right? Like, how do you not?
Oh, and she should not be in charge of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Of anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Curtis is like, dogs ride bikes?
Exactly. I mean, a dog. I thought it was a... No. And then even if she said that as her excuse and then like somehow that she thinks that justifies not stopping, that's freaking crazy. That's just whack. That is whack. And that's why it was in your sack of whack.
All right, you guys, bring it in. Oh, it's a Monday. It's a Monday, you guys. It's a Monday. Oh, we hope everybody has the most fabulous day. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
President Donald Trump joins me to discuss his brand new defamation suit against CNN and react to reports that the Justice Department is investigating him over January 6th. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, President Trump will also discuss the FBI covering up for Hunter Biden, his disgust with former Attorney General Bill Barr, and the deliberate failure of Biden at the border, on energy policy, and much, much more. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.